the battle and the open vital mark. This is will be showing exactly showing. I'm not gonna say the whole story, but in a shaded area with gray, this is actually what we focus today, inshallah, and we'll continue. Okay. جمع الغنائم فجاءت يعني النار لتأكلها فلم تطعمها فقال إن فيكم غلولا فليبايعني من كل قبيلة رجل فلزقت يد الرجل بيده فقال فيكم الغلول فلتبايعني قبيلتك فلزقت يد رجل أو ثلاثة فقال فيكم الغلول فجاءوا برأس مثل رأس البقرة من الذهب فوضعوها فجاءت النار فأكلتها ثم أحل الله لنا الغنائم رأى ضعفنا وعجزنا فأحلها لنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. تفضل. حديث البخاري 3124. حديث البخاري 3124 إن شاء الله تعالى. تفضل. The shaded area number C. The number C with a gray shaded area. تفضل.
Then he collected the booty and the fire came to burn it, but it did not burn it. He said to his men, some of you have stolen something from the booty. So one man from every tribe should give me a pledge of allegiance by shaking hands with me. They did so, and the hand of a man got stuck over the hand of the prophet. Then the prophet said to the man, the theft has been committed by your people. So all the person of your tribe should give me the pledge of allegiance by shaking hands with me. The hands of two or three men got stuck over the hand of the prophet, and he said, you have committed the theft. Then they brought a head of gold like the head of a cow and put it there, and the fire came and consumed the booty. The prophet added, then Allah saw our weakness and disability, so he made booty legal for us. Reported in Sahih Bukhari under the number 3124.
Jazakallah khair, inshaAllah ta'ala. In the end, after the war's end, they have like a booty remaining of the war. This is belonging to the Muslim. When you go for fighting and you collect whatever you collect from the battlefield, they call it booty. This is belong actually to him. He collect all the booty.
Butin de guerre in French. Butin de guerre in French.
In French.
Yeah, butin de guerre.
Barakallah fi.
So that they know what.
So what happened is, what happened is, in the Sharia of Bani Israel, when they collect this actually remaining of the war and they earn it from the battlefield, the Sharia, the law in the children of Israel, they collect it and the fire will come out from the heaven to burn it. That is the sign of accepted, because it's Allah forbid them to collect any booty. To collect any remain or to gain from the war is not belonging to them. They have to collect it. Fire come from the heaven to burn it. And when it's burned, me exactly translate it. It's accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Because it's not belonging to them. That is the whole story. So what happened after he collected? And they waiting for the fire? Nothing. So Prophet Yusha ibn Nun, he figured it. قال إن فيكم غلول. This is a, you committed theft. It means somebody from them stole. Even in the war, they stole some of this booty, some of this remaining of the wars. That's why Allah doesn't accept it. The fire doesn't come out from the heaven to burn. Actually, that this remaining of the war or the earning of the war. He figured it. So that means actually he said exactly has a lot of tribes. He said, I'm gonna collect one from every tribe to check hand with me. That is the sign of elegance. That's mean to show themselves that exactly we are innocent, we did not steal it, because you come and exactly check hand with the prophet. That's mean to give him a bay'ah pledge. So what happened is, from the first people came, the first group, the man who came to check hand with Prophet Joshua, Yusha ibn Nun, his hand stuck with the Prophet. Stuck. That's mean exactly, he said, he figured it. He said, your tribe committed the theft. Because he took a representative from every tribe. your tribe committed the theft. So what did you do? He bring actually more people from this, 2 or 3 men, in order to make sure, to confirm it, they are the one who stole it, exactly some of this booty. 2 or 3 men, their hand also stuck with Prophet Joshua and said, exactly so, you have to bring the what you stay. He figured that is the tribe which is stolen exactly the some of the booty, some of this or exactly war earning. So they bring one, the head of a cow made from the gold. They got it openly in front of the people, because this is the tribe, they are the one they stole. He took the cow head of the gold and he added to the other remaining of the war or the other booty, and right away the fire came from the heaven, burned everything. So he was happy because their actually booty was burned. That means accepted. That is a story which we inshallah ta'ala try to give it to you inshallah ta'ala. What happened? If this is also in the law of the Sharia to Islam, the law of Islam, la. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Prophet he clear in the end of this story, exactly Allah, he found that we are weak and we are a needy people, so he made the booty permitted to us. Only the Prophet, the Muslim Ummah, are allowed to collect the booty or the remaining of the war and to distribute it among the called al-fay. Allah spoke about this actually in Surah Al-Anfal. 1/5 of the collection should be given to who? Allah and exactly and his messengers. 1/5, subhanallah. So let's we see what Allah gave it to him. There is a hadith in the second, number 2. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu arda, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, u'titu khamsan lam ya'tuhunna ahad min al-anbiya qabli. Nusirtu bir-ru'b, masiratu shahr, number 1. Number 2, wa ju'ilat li al-ardu masjidan wa tahuran. Number 3, wa ayyuma rajulin min ummati adrakatu as-salata falyusalli. Number 4, wa uhillat li al-ghanaim. Wa kana nabiyyu yub'athu ila qaumi khassa. Number 5, وبعثت إلى الناس كافة وعطيت الشفاعة. Number 5, inshallah ta'ala. Go for translation.
Allah has made booty legal for us, narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah. Allah Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been given 5 things which were not given to any amongst the prophets before me. These are: 1, Allah made me victorious by Aw, by fighting my enemies for distance of 1 month's journey. Number 2, the earth has been made for me and for my followers a place for praying and a thing to perform tayammum. Therefore, my followers can pray wherever the time of a prayer is due. 3, the booty has been made halal or lawful for me and was not made for, and was not made so for anyone else. Number 4, every prophet used to be sent to his nation exclusively, but I've been sent to all mankind. And 5, I've been given the right of intercession on the day of resurrection. Narrated in Sahih Bukhari under the number 438.
This is a blessing for the Muslim Ummah. The Prophet clearly for us, I have given 5 things. Allah never give it to anyone of the nation or any one of the Prophet before me. And one of why is that Nusirtu bil-ru' bi masirat ash-shahr, from the distance of 1 month. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cast over the heart of the disbeliever exactly the terror of exactly the Muslim. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said clearly in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran, سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will cast the terror onto the heart of the disbeliever, of those who disbelieve, right, for what they were associated partner with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That's one of them. One of this hadith, what's important for me also, ju'iliyat li al-ardu masjidan tahura. Number 2, Allah made the whole land. You know, the Christian and Jew, they have to go to the church or they have to go to the synagogue to pray. But for the Muslim, Allah He made the whole land pure to pray any place you want. You can any place. When the salah is coming, you go and perform your wudu. Your wudu. If you don't have water, exactly, you go for tayammum. What's tayammum mean? To come to the task, if you don't perform wudu, if you don't have water available, do not neglect the salah. Do not come to the dust one time and you go wipe over your face, and another time actually you exactly like you washing your hand by the dust, and you are allowed to pray only temporarily, exactly when you don't find the water. You don't make it every day or every salah, only when you don't have the water available. That is the great, and this Allah made a blessing for the ummah. You don't have masjid, you can pray in the park, you can pray in the street, but you have to find the clean area to pray, inshallah.
If you are in a situation where you don't have water to clean yourself after you urinate, or maybe the second one.
Even actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, if you meet your wife, for example, you are in a desert and you don't find any exact. You sleep in the sabar or the forest or whatever it is. You go camping and you don't have water allowed. And you meet your wife. And the time of the salah is coming. You are allowed to go and make tayammum and to pray without full shower. To meet your wife only for this action to pray this fard. But if the water will be available later, you have to take a shower and then to continue, inshallah ta'ala. So, we don't ask exactly when you urinate or you stool. Even if you don't have water, you're going to use actually the stones. You use the stones from the mountain, from whatever is, or any something from the earth, like a grass or something, to clean yourself from the urination and from the stool. Then after that, you will be available to make tayammum, then you pray. You don't have any problem. Only for temporary time when you don't have the water available. This is blessing for the Muslim ummah or not? Blessing. And then after that, uhillat li al-ghanam. That's the most important for me. And the booty has been made halal lawful for me. Halal lawful for me. Only. And then after that, and every Nabi used to send it to a special people, his own people, except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent him to all mankind. Every prophet come, like Isa alayhi salam, he came to children of Israel. Musa alayhi salam, he came to children of Israel. Dawood alayhi salam, he came to children of Israel. Sulaiman, he came to the children of Israel. Is every prophet used to come to a specific people, except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna arsalnaka rahmatan lil alamin. Indeed, we send you to what? A merciful for what? All mankind. That's why if any one of them reject his message, he will be a loser in the day of the judgment. And then after that, u'titu shafa'ah, the intercession. In the day of the judgment, everyone will run to his Nabi, his Prophet. He said, nafsi, nafsi, myself, go, one by one until they reach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the shafa'ah will be only deserve it for those who follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who believe la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So this is actually what happened after that. Before you leave, now they are in Palestine, but they did not reach the holy house yet, Bayt al-Maqdis. Bayt al-Maqdis is called the holy house, right? It was there because remember Bayt al-Maqdis built exactly first. Then after that, Al-Bayt al-Haram in Mecca. First Qibla for the Muslim was toward the Bayt al-Maqdis. Exactly. And actually we're going to speak one day about Bayt al-Maqdis, who built it. Now. So, Prophet Yusha ibn Nun, Joshua, he commanded the children of Israel to enter the holy house, Sujjada. And the sujood in the language of the children of Israel was ruku'ah. The sujood for the children of Israel is equal to our ruku'ah, bowing. He commanded them to enter Bayt al-Maqdis bowing. He commanded them to do that. And he commanded them to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَحُطَّ عَنَّا خَطَيَانَا. O our Lord, forgive our sins and exactly erase all our sins. That is what he taught them to say this word. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 58. Let's we go for Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah number 258, inshallah. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَدُخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. فَطَبْ
Surah Al-Baqarah, Baqarah number 2, verse number 58. And recall when we say, enter this city and eat from it whoever you will in ease and abundance. And enter the gate bowing humbly and say, relieve us of our burdens. We then forgive your sins for you, and we will increase the doers of good in goodness and good work.
French.
Surat La Vache, numéro 2, verset numéro 58. Et rappelez-vous lorsque nous dit, entrez dans cette ville et mangez-y à l'envi où il vous plaira. Mais entrez par la porte en vous prosternant et demandez la rémission de vos péchés. Nous vous pardonnerons vos fautes si vous faites cela et donnerons davantage de récompenses que les bienfaisants.
What's the story here behind this, Sheikh Kiba? What is the story, Sheikh Omar? What's the story behind this? Why Prophet Joshua, Yusha ibn Nun, he told them to enter the holy house sujjadan, in bowing? Because this is a blessed land. This is a holy land. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed the holy land and all around. So the whole land of Palestine are holy. Holy land. The land of all the most of the prophet and messengers. So he commanded them to enter the holy house. So what they did? They entered the holy house mockingly. They entered it on their back. So instead, actually, they go, they face it and go bowed and to enter it toward the holy. So they turned themselves to the back and they bow exactly. They came like the crawling toward the baby, sleep on their back, and they actually try to enter it in their back. Instead, he told them to go and enter it, bowing and to enter it. This is a sign of respect of the holy house. So what is the why they did that? Mockingly. Disrespect the house of Allah. Disrespect the prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salam. And more than that, number two, Allah told them, وَقُولُ حِطَّة. Say حِطَّة. What is the mean حِطَّة? Oh Allah, forgive our sins. That's called hitta, to clear you from the sins. So instead they say the word of hitta. It means forgive our sins. They call it hinta. Hitta, hinta. Same actually, same, but they add noon between the ha and ha and the ta. Instead hitta, ha, ta, ta, close ta. Hitta, it's been forgive all our sins. They said replace it with a hinta. What is the mean hinta? It's a piece of wheat. Mockingly. Exactly, they said replace the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Instead they said hitta, they said hinta. That's what happened. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, to actually for this, the last one before you leave, Surah Al-Baqarah 259, the second ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, the other one 258, this is 259. The Quran has a reason. The Quran, you need to understand, to know the story behind this. What is the reason for revelations? In Surah Al-Baqarah 259, what they did? The result. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون.
Surah Al-Baqarah number 2, verse number 59. But those who wrong change those words to a statement other than that which has been said to them. So we sent down upon those who wrong the punishment from the sky because they were defiantly disobeying. Surat La Vache, numéro 2, verset numéro 59. Mais à ces paroles, les pervers se substituèrent à d'autres, et pour les punir de leur fourberie, nous leur envoyâmes du ciel un châtiment avilissant.
Because they replaced the word of Allah. Because when Prophet Yusha ibn Nuh told them, say, Hitta, O Allah, Hitta anna khatayana, exactly drop off our sins, Ya Allah, and accept our dua and forgive all our sins. So because they replaced it and they replaced the word of Allah and they said, Hinta, it means beats of wheat. So what happened? Punishment come from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Punishment of Allah come from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What happened? Rijzan min as-sama. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent over them. Sent down upon them. Those who wronged a punishment. What kind of punishment? Came from the high heaven. So they are 80,000. Remember. Allah sent a plague, ta'un, the plague, like something very dangerous, actually a virus, the plague, how would you call it, plague.
Like nowadays, mpox, the monkeypox type of thing.
It's yes, plague, killed from them, from the 80,000, only 4,000 remained. From 80,000 people, all of this killed, and only 4,000 people remained. Blake wal ya'uzu billah. That Allah, He make it for the whole entire world. We don't forget COVID. How many people? Millions. Allah send it. What is the reason for that? For us to repent to Allah. To come back to Allah. But what happened after the COVID is over? What's happened to us?
Back to...
I'm back again. Still you have sexual, exactly whatever is. Zina, riba, everything actually, and homosexual, whatever is. Exactly, and the people continue to disobey Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Continue to do that, but Allah, He sent for a reason to repent, the people to repent, but they don't actually. What happened after that? They leave the 4,000, live in the holy place, only 4,000, disobeying Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, killing the prophet and messengers. There is a rock in Palestine. Because Allah is sending the most prophet to the children of Israel. In one day, on the rock in Palestine, they killed the 70 Nabi, 70 prophets. In one day, they killed. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, أَفَكُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسَهُمْ إِسْتَكْبَرْتُ فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. And every time we send a messenger for them, why is that? Or against what they like or against what they desire, exactly, istakbartum, they became arrogant, they rejected him. Fariqan, a faction or a group from them, they deny the prophets. And another faction, they killed the prophets, wallahu billah, they killed more than 300 Nabi, the children of Israel. What happened after that? What's going on? Allah has to send a punishment for one, his name is Bukhtansar. One is a big in history, big oppressor. He will come to them and let us see next class what he gonna deal with them. What Allah, He will punish more children of Israel because they killed the prophets and they deny most of the prophets. What Allah gonna they did? They still only 4,000 people remain there. What Allah did after that for them, that's our next class. You need to know, you have to join us in the class next time, inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to grant all of us the knowledge and to give us the benefits of this classes, inshallah. And please, if you are not able, Brother Kiba, he has exactly the table. You can take it from him. Barakallahu feekum, subhanaka alhamdik, shara la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.